Right. Now, a new study in the European Heart Journal found that people who worked long hours were more likely to develop a condition leading to blood clots, stroke or heart failure. That condition was atrial fibrillation, an irregular or quivering heartbeat. Those who worked long hours, they were also more likely to be fat, inactive during their free time, depressed and anxious. I've been speaking to Dr. George O'Neill.
Well, good morning, Stephen. It almost sounds a description of yourself, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Yeah, indeed. And clearly your staff and your colleagues there are very concerned about you, which is why they were on to me this morning having read this. Now, I haven't had a chance to look at the full study. I've just got a pressie of it. But certainly, obesity leads to heart failure. It leads to an irregular heartbeat. And the big problem with that, Stephen, is that the heart forms clots. These clots fly off and cause strokes. Now, the important thing is they are preventable.
Oh, you're scaring me. I know you're deliberately scaring me.
No, I wouldn't do that, Stephen. I mean, you've tried. I've seen you. You've gone to the hospital. You've had all sorts of tests. You've lost weight before. You spent hours in the gym.
Yes, I can't track it.
But no, you can't. Of course, Stephen. I mean, my weight has yo-yoed for the last 40 years since I stopped smoking. At one stage, I had three sizes of suits. I go up and down all the time. It's difficult. It's a challenge. The weight doesn't go on overnight. And it won't come off overnight. You have to plan well ahead to do it. And a bit of exercise, not too much exercise. You do a lot of exercise, it makes you hungry. Eat more. So do a reasonable amount of exercise and try and change your lifestyle slightly.
So tell us more.
You know this, Stephen. You know this. You've been through. How many people have lectured to you?
Oh, for goodness sake. Tell us.
You must be fed up listening to them.
I'm fed up feeling at losing weight.
Sorry, everybody feels. And it's a cycle. And eventually you will crack it. And if you want to live long and live well, lose weight. You don't smoke, I assume.
I don't smoke, I don't drink.
Good, excellent. Well, you're halfway there already. So all you've got to do is try and moderate your eating habits. And the amount of money you're earning, you can employ your own personal cook.
Don't you start that.
No, I'm not. I'm just suggesting if you want to spend.
You can start that if you like. Right. Tell me more about what obesity actually does to you. How does obesity cause stroke?
Well, it doesn't cause. It leads to a abnormal heartbeat, and the heart beats abnormally. It beats like a jelly. It quivers. Blood clots in the heart.
Yes, but why does it? Why does that happen?
Because the heart is working so hard to try and deal. Now you think every pound of fat that you put on is another mile of capillaries that the heart has to push the blood around. Think about it. So every pound of fat you put on, the heart has to work harder to pump it around. And remember, the fat doesn't only sit in your belly, it sits in your heart, it sits in your blood vessels, it's throughout your body. So if you lose it, you will improve the function of your heart, you'll improve your well-being, you also reduce the risk of arthritis in your large joints, and you feel better. So, I mean, this is, as you know, I mean, people have told you this before, Stephen, it's a no-brainer.
And can the... Here's the question, I guess, for people like me and many others who will identify with my situation.
Absolutely.
If you put it right,
uh-huh.
Can the body recover and whatever damage you've done, is it repairable?
Certainly you will. Well, the damage...
If your arteries are clogged up, does this unclog them?
It certainly will help to unclog them, yes. But, I mean, you've got to look at your cholesterol level. You've got to look at your family history. Like all things in life, it's a whole lot of different things all come together to one disaster. But obesity, in most cases, can lead to, one, diabetes. It can lead to heart failure. And as a result of the heart failure and a regular heartbeat, you can end up with a stroke, which is devastating. Now, these are preventable. One, first of all, if you have an irregular heartbeat, have it identified. It can be treated appropriately. And there's lots of new medicines available now to treat that. And also from the point of view of if you look at your diet, you can really control your diet.
But you know what I'm thinking of? I was during the show today, about half an hour ago, I'm thinking of a big crusty ham bap.
You're thinking of your next meal.
I'm thinking of a big crusty ham bap with butter. I seriously am. And orange juice. And I'm like, that's what's in my mind. As soon as I leave you, I get up to the Armour Road and get the big crusty ham bap with butter and ham.
Stephen, you've got to make the decision yourself. This is in your own hands. You've got to decide. I can't lose weight for you. No one can lose weight
for you. I can't stop eating.
If you eat appropriately, you will lose weight. And there are lots of diets that can be used. that make you feel you're full all the time, you don't feel you need to eat. So I think, I mean, go and explore it. Look at the Slimming World diets. They are, the food is fine, it's good food, but you need someone to prepare it for you. And I think really that's...
I can get a man to do that.
Well, right, of course you can. You have enough money from reading the papers.
Stop it!
And clearly all the staff are really want you to stay on longer because you must be sharing the money with them. That's why they want you to live long and keep going. Is that correct?
Always nice to talk to you, George.
Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, 030-30-80-55-55. You're picking up the phone this morning. What do you want?
Crusty.
You find the little thing there. If you push that up,
I'm
then...
I'm on the blue one.
Yeah, you're talking to yourself, are you?
No, I'm...
Right,
yes,
so that, yes.
Am I on the blue one? Yes, I am.
Oh, goodness.
What are you talking about, crusty ham baps?
I want a crusty ham bap.
You have to
remember...
Do you
know the kind of big Belfast baps? The big...
Yes, the big flowery ones.
With butter.
You
plaster... Well, you have to plaster the butter on them because they're that thick. Anyway,
but
do you want?
Do you not genuinely think that by now you should have learned how to crack this whole weight?
No, I can't.
Thing that's
going
on. Well, why not then think of a gastric band?
Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, I'm sitting here listening to you all about weight and obesity and all here. But you're not doing nothing about it.
Shut up.
You will not do nothing about it.
Shut up.
What age are you?
43.
You're 43. You'll be a mess when you're 60.
He'll not make the 60.
And that man, you're right. And that man you're talking to now, he's telling you what to do. And you won't bother yourself doing it.
What do you mean I'll be a mess by 60?
Well, sure. You see yourself, you're obese, you're overweight,
yes.
You're going to get a ham bap. When are you going to get a salad, something salad? You were, come here. And as your man says, and I don't want to bring this up again, but I'm going to, with all the money you have, you'll not love to enjoy it. Now, I'm being serious. You will not love to enjoy it.
But I can't stop eating.
You'll have to. Well, then, that's okay. You're not allowed to enjoy your money. I'm being serious.
The weird thing with you is that I rarely see you eat. I mean that. I've worked with you for, 8-9 years now, and very rarely would you see him eat anything. So you must go home at night and you must stuff your face.
Yes. I like food at night. Of course I do.
Have you tried balancing it out?
Oh,
so
shut up.
Eat during the day so you're not so hungry.
Of course I've tried. What do you mean have I tried? No, I haven't tried. Of course I haven't tried.
Oh, yes,
I've sat back and just haven't tried.
It's impossible to lose weight. So God help you. Poor Stephen Nolan, he can't lose weight. Of course you can. You're so determined in some ways and yet not in this, which I don't understand. Maybe you just like to be able to go, okay, I've tried. I've
Are
done
you
my
fat,
best.
Mickey?
I am overweight, yes.
By how much?
Well, then maybe you won't last either.
13 and a half stone.
That's not overweight.
13 and a half stone is not fat.
No, I have a bit of a belly on me. But I'm handsome looking and all that, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, come here. No, being serious. Yes. You need to do something because, Jesus, you're only a young man.
Well, sure, doesn't that mean you'll all get rid of me and you'll get someone fresh in and new?
Cheaper.
Oh, I'm telling you. See, put a photograph of a coffin up in your fridge every time you go to eat, you'll see it.
Now, there's an idea. The thing is, there's nothing in his fridge because it's all takeaways and, you know,
that's true.
It as he eats it.
What does John want? Good morning, John.
Hello, big guy.
Good morning.
I was 17 and a half stone for 28 years.
My goodness. You were fat.
I was fat.
Not as fat as him, John.
No, don't worry. Hi, you see your biggest problem, mate?
Yes.
You see, when you enter that conflict mode every day,
yes.
Your immune system stops working. That's why your mate sitting beside you who keeps plucking away at your self-confidence thinks he's your friend, but he's doing it the best possible way.
Oh, yes. No, he's a nasty little man.
But your immune system and your digestive system stops working. And see, once you get into the chemistry of it all, and hey, don't make any mistake about it, we are all addicted to you getting these rows going every day. When we used to go to Gaelic football matches years ago, we loved the blood and thunder. We loved the elbows. When it all stopped, we stopped going, did it?
I don't know what you mean. The Nolan Show doesn't have much conflict.
We have discussions. We don't have rows.
Oh, right. Just ask your nervous system. Just ask your blood pressure. Put a blood pressure monitor on you and see how it goes.
Well, here's the funny thing.
That's interesting. We should try that.
No, this is the funny thing, right? Now, it might have changed recently because I haven't been feeling great recently. But you see, every time I go and get one of these tests, John, they say to me, they don't know why I'm getting away with it, but my blood pressure is perfect.
Right.
So I don't know. Might still be the case.
That's because you're not fighting with the doctor. Hey, ask them to put the blood pressure monitor on when you're talking to Gregory.
Yeah. Gregory doesn't talk to me that often anymore.
No, because Gregory's achieved his goal. He wanted you exposed, and you're exposed, and that's it. I'm not going to mention your money.
Listen, you mentioned my money, but we've talked about nothing but my money over the last week. So did you lose weight?
I lost 4.5 stone, mate, and I've kept it off.
Congratulations. You must feel a lot better for it.
Feel awesome. Feel awesome. Life's completely changed.
How old are you?
52.
How did you do it?
By listening to the people who know better than I did. You see, I'll tell you what's a good start. See, sitting in the Bridgewater Suite in Belfast City Hospital.
Yeah.
And a nurse coming towards a person that you dearly love with gloves up to her shoulders with two syringes that you would think were going to be used for a small calf. Hey, that does something to you.
And so what did you do with your diet? Did you cut out nonsense or what?
I cut out all the nonsense. I still have cheats every single day because I need it. My head will tell me the mood's low and go for the wrong thing, but I'll go for the smallest possible worst thing.
How long did it take you to lose the 4 stone?
Probably 3 years in total. Because I tell you why, I lost it, right?
I wouldn't put up with that 3 years. I want to lose it in 3 months.
I know, and you will. But you put your 5.5 stone back on again after you.
That's what you did do. Yes. What did you lose before?
I lost 7 stone before.
And then you put back, 8?
Yeah.
So maybe you should listen to this man and try and do it the proper way.
John, thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
So
Pat and Ballygasoon. Good morning,
better
Pat.
For everything.